Joining me live in studio today is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with the monthly report from the Sheriff's Office. As always, good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Morning, Duke. Good. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate the time and the update. A couple of things that we can chat about today. It's been a process in the works for a while with the school district and the Highway Patrol and YDOT and those state agencies involved with the crosswalk being moved in Aetna. And I know that your department has probably been looking forward to that change.
Yeah. Yeah, with the school district, the bus barn, the school board been working on this. Sheriff's office, I was involved in some meetings and also the meeting up there at the site, and finally got the right people and got the attention. The principal up there has done a great job of bringing attention to the safety issue up there. So we feel pretty good that we were able to convince YDOT that a change needed to be made for the safety of the kids. And after all, that's kind of the main thing there. So it was pretty clear once we got the group together and got eyes on it that there needed to be a change. And so to their credit, that they're making that change. And and unless there's something happened since my last meeting that they're working on it this fall in hopes of getting that change. So that's a good thing.
Now, one thing that the transportation department and the school district mentions, a good point, I'm sure you and the highway patrol will be watching this, is it does move that light or that crossing zone a lot closer to the south end of it. So if you're driving north into Aetna, that's going to creep up on you a lot quicker than it had been.
Yep. And you know, YDOT mentioned that they had done some studies and that people were going through too fast through there, which is, you know, you and I have talked about it several times here. It's a common theme. People are just driving too fast and we got to get them slowed down. So you know, they talk about the three E's of it's applies across the board, but the three E's of traffic, which is environment, education, and then enforcement. And so we want to be involved in all three of those parts, but you can expect enforcement, and there's going to be some extra enforcement up there and getting people slowed down, because that's also clearly a factor in the safety for kids in the area.
While we're on this topic, let's talk more about school bus safety and maybe some reminders on the stop signs and when you do have to stop for the bus and when you don't.
Yeah, so you have to, if they have the sign out, you got to stop, unless it's a divided highway. But basically that means anywhere here in Star Valley, you got to stop. So if when those lights come on, you better start slowing down and be prepared to stop. I think I don't think I'm letting any secret out that all those buses have cameras now. So there's follow-up that can be done if we're not right there, which obviously we're not going to be everywhere. We share information with the bus garage, and so we get notification when there's a violation, and we follow up on that. And I'm of the opinion, and I understand not everybody would agree there, you know, when it comes to traffic enforcement, the deputies have a lot of discretion on how to handle it, verbal warning, a written warning, or a citation. And I really believe that school bus violations and violation of the school zone is a no warning area. That's just, it's not the same as getting a little fast out in an open area. We got to pay attention to those school buses to protect those kids. So I kind of view that as a citation area and hold people accountable and get the attention. So again, it's, you know, the vast majority of people are conscious of it and pay attention, but at the end of the day, we got to get everybody. It only takes one person not paying attention and get somebody hurt. So we're gonna continue on the enforcement side and even bump up those efforts, especially in that area as they change that in Aetna.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, just a follow-up on a story from earlier this summer. Remind our listeners that we had that single vehicle rollover in Grays River in July, and it was multiple occupants in the vehicle, and one person was there when you guys arrived on scene, and the other person had taken off. Any update? I know you were looking for that individual for some time.
Yeah, so if it's the one I'm thinking of, we had one transported with pretty significant injuries, and the driver had fled the area. And we still have that vehicle. We've tried to follow up. What we have found is the registered owner, and likely the driver, is undocumented, and probably use that as an opportunity to maybe leave the area, as in the country. So we haven't had much luck holding that person accountable. Makes it difficult when they leave. And, you know, without getting into the bigger discussion, that's why people need to be licensed, and we need to have an idea who's driving. So the other difficult thing in that accident is the occupant that was injured, also undocumented, is totally uncooperative, won't give us any information to protect the driver. So that makes it a little difficult when the victim doesn't want to be a part of it. So the case will remain open and active at the sheriff's office, but that's where we're at on it.
Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else happening in the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office you'd like to mention today?
Well, I guess, you know, we've had a couple plane crashes lately. I don't know if, I mean, they've hit the radar here. It's kind of unique. It doesn't happen all the time. It seems to have been happening in more often than usual lately. So those are obviously investigated by the FAA, not the FFA. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah. NTSB comes in and does those. But, yeah, that's kind of a curious thing. A couple plane crashes here in the valley in the last, actually, if you go back 6 months, there's been three or four. So. Yeah,
there's in multiple ones in Alpine, right? And then there was one around the Afton Smoot area, correct?
All right. Yep. The most recent was up there towards Alpine area. Yeah. So, yeah.
Sheriff, I appreciate your time as always. Anything else?
No. Appreciate the opportunity, Duke.
You bet. It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.